What you been calling? What's been working for you on third and long?
Coach, I appreciate you asking. Coach, here at the Colorado State University, I was going to say the University of Colorado State, Colorado State University, we've mainly been dialing in on RPOs, RPO action. We've been playing the quick game a lot. A lot of crossing routes, a lot of mesh, shitload of mesh, Coach. But primarily our priority is getting the ball to Torrey Horton, NFL-caliber wideout we have out there. We usually line him up on the left side and then just fucking wing it as far as we can. My quarterback has three first names, and they're all very Caucasian, so obviously we're going to throw that ball. So basically that's our game plan, is just have people run sideways and have Torrey run straight.
I love that identity. I love what you're doing with the program there. I'm real proud of you.
How about you, Coach? How are things going down in Denton?
You know, at Denton, they're going real good. We got ourselves a starchy white boy. We got Chandler Morris at QB. Like, Chandler Morris, it really does work either way. He could start for Georgia, but he's in Denton instead because he appreciates the magic of free jazz and 5'8 timing. Speaking of timing, by the way, we are dialing in on air raid basics. That's what we've really done. But you know what they don't expect in Denton? A defense. So a timely one at that. We're going to give up some yards between the 20s, but let me tell you what, we got some ball hawks. Shouldn't be surprised when you consider our logo, but nonetheless, they keep throwing it and we just keep catching it.
It's so true, Coach. Eagles are hawks. I've always maintained that. It's particularly the green ones, as a matter of fact. That's what,
I like
a yellow hawk, that's more of a condor, Coach. I'm sure you concur. As I read in Dave Campbell's Texas preview this past season.
Hey, listen, Dave Campbell's listening to this, man. I love you.
Shout out to Dave Campbell. Even though I'm up here at Colorado State University, we still recruit the Lone Star State hard. We recruit it heavy. Now, Coach, in your dynasty with North Texas Mean Green, I worry that our parallel universes have overlapped to some extent, Coach, because the Rams, we went 10-2. We went 10-2, despite impressive. Being plopped into the lowest conference in a pro relegation setup across college football that was imposed by some cruel deity who had just appeared. We
some,
managed to claw our way out. I have no
Jason.
Idea who did this to us, Coach. We were given a D+ in conference prestige, though we were not in a fucking conference. That's how bad things were, Coach.
Damn.
We managed to claw our way with our ram horns to the edge, to the precipice, Coach, of the CFP. We were ranked 10th in the country heading into our final fucking game. Do you know who the fuck we played in that game? The North Texas Mean Green.
That's right.
Where we lost, and your boy Chandler stole my boy Torrey's Heisman.
Oh, no!
You took my playoff spot and my Heisman, you fucker.
I'm not going to apologize for competing.
And it wasn't even you. It was an alternate version of you. We're not even in the same dynasty, I think.
Was the coach 7'1" and 400 pounds?
No, I was the tallest coach on the field.
I'm sorry, did you say with a perm?
He's got this, like, he has this, like, wavy hair that I imagine is supposed to just kind of look like, it's supposed to look curly, but honestly, from most angles, it's rendered as a fucking perm.
I thought they had given you, like, a me option in the coach.
If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, and you chose anything other than a recruiter or a motivator, and you chose X's and O's, you're a fucking nerd.
Developer?
Man,
you want your players
up.
To get better
Man
at technique?
Up. Why aren't you a motivator? Why aren't you channeling the power of Christ and Newt Rockne to make your players better? Why aren't you gassed up on 438 different shitty motivational books that you just put in a blender and drank for breakfast that morning with 60 grams of high-grade whey protein? Why aren't you that? Why aren't you a better man? Why aren't you making your players better through staring at them and pointing?
Teaching them shit.
Why aren't you reminding them that they're the extension of 1,000 people who decided to survive?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with the 1,001st, okay?
Yeah.
Every day ain't given, it's taken. What are you doing? Why isn't your coach a 7'1", 400-pound slab of pure motivational energy?
Talk to him. It's in the book. It's in the good word. Coach, as you know, I'm a recruiter. So what I do is I just pile these young men into this facility, this beautiful, glimmering, gleaming facility that we have up here in Fort Collins. Yeah. Prettiest town in America, might I add. Lovely weather. Lovely fucking weather. We had a first-round draft pick, won a Biletnikoff, won 10 football games. Coach, when I pile these young men here in a top 35 recruiting class, top 35 recruiting class, despite being in a D-minus conference, Coach, I'm just leaning on my ability to sway hearts and minds, which isn't hard. I got a lot to work with here in Fort Collins. Got a lot to work with. It's easy, frankly. I don't know why they pay me money. That's how easy it is to recruit young men to Fort Collins.
If you don't come to Fort Collins, God's going to kill me. You got to understand.
If you don't come to Fort Collins, I'm going to kill myself, because that is how that is how stacked the deck is in my favor in getting your ass to Colorado State University. You want to go play for Deion? He's not going to be there 8 minutes from now. And I beat his ass on the field last year. That's right. That's right. It's not him, because they couldn't afford to pay him money to be in the game. But I beat some guy who has Deion's job last year. So I couldn't beat Spencer, even though he's not in the game either.
Are you even a real coach if you're not threatening to kill yourself as a 17-year-old?
That's how much I love Colorado State University.
In his house after dinner.
After dinner.
I'll do it on the fucking field if I have to go back to the armed forces pole again.
This lasagna was so good, I don't want to eat ever again.
Oh, after Spencer's North Texas knocked me out of the fucking playoff, I had to play in the armed forces bowl against Rutgers. And my daughter walks in and she was like, "Why is this game about the cops?" And I was like, "God damn, I've really let down Colorado State." She saw the USA shit everywhere and she was like, "I don't know about this game."
Who won the Armed Forces Bowl?
Don't worry about it.
It was in between signing days, and we just won a Biletnikoff award, so we were partying our asses off about that, and we got promoted back to the Mountain West, so we were really living high. We were not focused on the State
All
University
right,
of New Jersey.
Here's the real issue. Spencer, what did Greg Schiano say today? Give us the Greg Schiano quote of the day.
When I was talking about, why aren't you a fucking motivator? Why aren't you out there compelling your team to be better through the sheer power of your gigantic heart and mind? But heart first, because the mind is a commie. This is why. This is why.
Yes.
Because Greg Schiano, according to Marcus Hartman, friend of the program,
could
great
God
beat reporter.
A degree of being so fucking back that even he couldn't quantify it.
Oh, we are so back. I wasn't ready for football season, and then I read this shit. Greg Schiano says, quote, "There's two great thieves in this world, the past
and Wario.
And the future."
Oh, shit.
He has the soul of a wide receiver in a third string linebacker's body.
Absolutely. Do you know when they debuted Otis, all right, on Funkmaster Flex's show, it took them 22 minutes to play the song because he kept stopping and rewinding and dropping flex bombs and being like, "If you see a cash register, just put your hand in it right now and take that money. It's yours, New York." That's what I hear when I hear this quote. I want to rewind it and just drop flex bombs, right? The past. And the future.
Fucking Greg Uncut Gem Schiano over here.
Do you want to know how hard this man is motivating right now? Do you know how many coach points he just put into himself for this season?
There is no technicianing happening there. No.
None. There's not a single X or O in that man's brain. Do you know what play he likes to run? Motivate. That's it.
The coach, I'm calling that play. I'm calling it now. That's what we're running.
Meanwhile, Jason's Colorado State coach is FaceTiming recruits with a gun in his hand, being like, "I'll do it. I will do it."
I'm on the sideline like, y'all go out there and play sports. I'm going to get to work. I don't give a fuck what you do out there on the field. Throw it to Tori. He's open. He's always open.
You got the old school Bluetooth in, right? You're just like talking through the entire game.
The ref thinks I'm talking shit to him. No, I'm talking shit to Deion.
Joe Dumar style, two flip phones on the sideline.
They call me Kevin Gates out there. Yeah.
I will put my hands on this car battery and start it if you will go to Colorado that too. State University.
That as well, additionally.
I will give you $200,000 in a duffel bag to be my Valentine.
Seriously, do you want the moon? I will bring the moon to you tonight.
All I'm the saying. Emotional warfare of a high schooler without coping skills brought to bear on high schoolers without coping skills.
I made you a mixtape!
With 6 and 7 figure salaries on the line.
You've never seen a proposal like this! Sign the letter!
Man, we're lucky that they don't have time to absorb anything else in their lives. Can you imagine if just one major recruiter coach had ever seen Moonstruck?
Oh.
I will give you my hand.
I will give you my hand. Yeah.
Graciano's going to look at his team and go, you know, a lot of people, they use plastic or they use cheaper metal for their pipes. But we use copper. They'll be like, mm-hmm. 'Cause we care. You're copper. You're all copper pipes. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like the
and
most
I'm
Jersey
steal you
speech
for drug
ever.
Money.
I'm going to rip you out of the walls if I have to.
And sell you for money if this 16-year-old does not commit on the spot.
You're worth so much more than anyone would ever believe. That's why you're copper. Everyone else looks at you, and they see garbage. I see a payday.
I've pretty much written him off at this point. But
you
if somebody came back to me
a grown
man with...
pushing a shopping cart down a football field. Filled with wire.
That's what I'll do for this program. I'll steal copper wire from the walls of strange houses.
I'll go
just to get
bubbles.
You to go to my
that's
school.
What I'll do. I'll go bubbles on this shit.
Dude, that's how we got. That's how we fight back.
I'll go to jail to beat UNLV. I don't give a shit.
And listener, you may be wondering, are these actual options in the game? Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
of these things and more.
All of them are there, yeah.
It's a very involved game.
Do you know how much I would just like 100% turn back to being for Billy Napier if somebody was like, yeah, one of the recruits told me he was threatening to kill himself if he didn't come to Florida. I would be like, attaboy! Attaboy!
Not motivator.
Motivator.
Spencer, what transpired in your first game with the game?
Let's see. My first game with the game, I played with North Texas, and I was super conservative and still managed to throw two picks anyway in 5-minute quarters.
Only two?
I know. It was pretty good. Like, it was pretty decent, but I kept it very simple. And I managed to win 21-14 in my first game.
Okay.
So not too bad. I know other people have had there. If you go online, you'll find people who are like, bro, FCS East beating my ass. It's like 31-7. And you know,
I mean, I'm like 65-52 in it every fucking week. We put on a goddamn show.
That's right. I get these recruits in here. You know why? Because it's a circus.
Because we
it's
have fun. Top. That's what we do here.
We have fun. Which
not on defense.
Don't play
don't
pass
have fun
defense.
On defense.
Defense having fun. Scampering about, frolicking, like, and so forth. Yeah.
Do you want to be the best conditioned defense in the nation? Come run with us.
I simulate defense
all the time.
I simulate defense. I don't even look at it. Coach, you got this. I got to go recruit. I don't give a fuck. What? I turn around, the number's bigger? Great. We're going to throw it to Tory. Our number will get bigger.
Wait, you run the full Spurrier? You're just looking.
No. This is the Lincoln Riley, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. It's Lincoln Riley, except I'm good at it.
Spurrier would watch defense so he could laugh. Lincoln Riley is just like Sim.
Watch it to come up with things to make fun of the defensive coordinator about. My defensive coordinator, he is a I think he's a motivator. So, like, this is the best they can do, man. 52 is the best he can get out of those boys.
I love the idea of a defensive guy being a motivator. That's so Muschamp, right? Just like, Will, harder,
break
faster,
shit.
Break shit, hit somebody.
Won't. Hey, speaking of shit tons of mesh.
Coach, Coach Kirshner, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Coach, thank you so much for calling
Coach,
in.
Coach,
we're just checking in on each other's performance so far this season. Coach, now what school have you ended up taking the helm of? Is it the Maryland Terrapins? You're leading to glory by chance?
No. I'm not trying to be challenged in that way.
Right.
I took over the Texas State Bobcats.
Oh, so you're down there in the Lone Star State alongside Spencer?
I am. I'm in what Reese Davis calls before every home game. San Marcos, Texas, one of the continually inhabited places of the United States.
He does
States.
Say that. Yeah, it's definitely one of them.
it's unquestionably inhabited. I mean, it has been continually.
It's There's getting
no
more and more inhabited
There's
with
no
the way you're recruiting.
Attached to that. It's just it has been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just one of the continually inhabited places.
Okay. It's like it is a location.
San Marcos, we don't leave.
No, and it's true. We are the character of the town is changing as we stack win on win on win on win on win.
Coach, what have been the biggest lessons for you from this season? Like, what have you gleaned that you've been passing along to these young men?
You know, I've been passing along the importance of clean living. You know, always recording podcasts and making sure that you're getting a good night's sleep. And we've been scheduling very tough, so I think I've been telling these young men to kind of run toward the fire. The fire being home games every year against the likes of, you know, Texas, Notre Dame, etc.
Home games.
Character builder.
So the San Marcos is continually inhabited by Notre Dame.
Yeah, these schools are desperate to come and see the area. I think it's sure. San Antonio is a very easily like accessible airport. Yeah. Yeah.
Alex, what style of coach are you?
So I would say that I'm a style of coach who doesn't really care about his athletes.
Smart. Smart. There's so many of them.
That's so motivator.
It's a common archetype.
I hear motivator.
Recruiter, actually.
That's right. That's right. This is the way.
Okay.
I discard these guys, you know, with Urban Meyer like energy. It's been really fun. I like to run.
Harder and harder to tell the two of you apart.
Alex, Urban Meyer's problem was that he didn't discard several players, frankly. Yeah.
This is a good point, but style of play-wise, I think it's important to run a lot of speed option and wait until the last possible moment so that your quarterback really takes it for the team at pretty much every opportunity.
Sure.
I have had a quarterback injury on a speed option pitch already, and I don't regret it. I have lied to my players. I've lied to my guys about, like, you know, basically implying to my offensive linemen that we're going to change our playing style. We're not doing that.
So I have a question about who is the offensive lineman who's like, I have thoughts about our playing. Hey, I have feedback as guard.
So there's like, every player has a player type. And like for linemen, it's like, are they a power guy or like an agility guy? And like if they're a power guy, they want more rushing yards. Okay. So you can say like, oh yeah, we're going to work on that.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, you have a pass protector left guard. Like I had an 84 overall pass protector left guard named Arthur Crane. And Arthur was a bit
what
of a
Batman villain ass thing.
Yeah.
A bit of a glory kid out here, and we gave up so many sacks that he decided he didn't want to be part of the program anymore. I told him that we would stop giving up sacks, but you know, we're not gonna stop giving up sacks.
Our values are our values. Sorry.
This is so good. You really sound like a coach calling in to talk shit about what he's playing.
San Marcos is continually occupied, and so is our backfield, all right?
Continually occupied by people except Arthur fucking Crane. His ass can get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, some of us take the opportunity with video games to live out other lives, to live as other people, and I appreciate Alex bringing his entire actual personality into this game. and foisting it upon these young men there's an elegant simplicity to it that I really
admire. did you realize that the in the recruiting screen, one of the things that you can do to appeal to a young man who is brand conscious is to let him record a podcast on his official visit.
No.
That's a thing. We got
dropping him from the fucking board immediately.
It's in the game. I don't know. I've been having my virtual guys on Split Zone Duo, and I think it really brings us closer before I disregard their safety.
I would love to listen to what those 17-year-olds have to say about, like, fucking Logan Paul is awesome or whatever it is.
Yeah, like it's just like five or six of the most like entry level brain flex thoughts ever, right? Like, yeah, you should listen to the Huberman podcast. It's real good.
You should get a logo by the guy with an edits and a Z in his Instagram handle. That's what I did.
Yeah. My gamer tag is the Grim Reaper smoking a joint surrounded by cash. It's really cool.
It is so
cool. My friends, I think I have a group of 17-year-olds in the restaurant inside, and I just told them that I was walking out to take a phone call. I could Tuberville this thing and roll, but I think I have to get back to my
coach. No, you're a recruiter at heart. You got to stick to what's good for you.
Thanks, Coach. We're going to talk about the blue sky thing now.
Oh yeah. Hey, you can do that.
This podcast, not
coach
yours.
Coach hasn't filled a no ball.
Yeah, Coach, do you just want to tell everybody suck your ass now or later?
No comment. No comment. I wish everyone well, and I'm looking forward to all of us coming together in November or via early voting.
Coach, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to retract your apology at this time.
Did I apologize? I think it was more of a, you know, I wish everyone well. I look forward to seeing everyone. You know,
you're a better person than all of us, but that was true before this show, and it'll be true after.
Alex, I'm your SID here. I'm just going to go ahead and translate it as, you know, yeah, we'll change our playing style. That's 100% what I'm going to do
here.
Yep,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. We are going to start pass protecting in the run up to November.
Thanks, Coach.
What a wildly bad job for you to have anywhere. SID.
A delightful young man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would be. Listen, I'd be great at it. By that I mean,
you have to be responsive.
I'd be great at it.
In both directions. You have to have information
ready. Not my experience
ready.
With some SIDs. Not my experience
with
some SIDs.
That's actually not true at all.
Okay. Yeah, no, keep going.
I guess I have. I guess I'm the asshole, it turns out.
Yeah. You know what I would do? I would answer the phone like Claude Felton. I'd be like, well, hello.
Claude is the model, man.
Are you going to be the SID who calls people and chews them out?
No.
Claude is the one who is so goddamn genteel. Like, you've never, even if you're in the South, it's highly likely you've ever met somebody in real life who is actually genteel. It's just a word we like to use when we can't motherfuck somebody. And Claude is one of those guys who will have you on the phone for 30 minutes. And when you get off the phone, you realize he turned down and stonewalled everything you said, and you had no idea he was doing it because he's so goddamn nice.
I would just do it. Yeah, I would just be the Mike Leach of SIDs. I'd be like, that's a really good question. Hey, are you aware of the sort of human toll of building the Kohima Impal Road in Myanmar, what formerly known as Burma? It's very interesting. Like, they just hang up.
Yeah,
they just hang up. I'd be the best at this.
Do you want to start the show now?
No, I have one more thought.
Okay. Hang on there, Coach.
Coach has
one more thought.
I want to do something in this game where, so I have a version of the F1 game that they make, the official F1 game. And as a driver, I watched somebody on YouTube crash out, finish last in every race, and then see if they could get a new ride. Because if you're playing like their Road to Glory, right? If you're playing their career mode, you could just fuck up and crash every single time. And they're like, sorry, you can't drive for Ferrari anymore. And then this cutscene comes up and they're like, but we've got one last offer for you. And it's Williams. But if you play it enough times, you cycle through the teams so that, like, if you're the worst driver and you kill 8 people a season and you... and you're just last. Eventually, you end up back with good teams because the game sort of runs out of options. They're like, I don't know. You want to drive for Ferrari again? Do you want to be at the top? So what I want to do in EA College Football 25, what I want to do is I want to see if I could just make the worst possible coaching job, right? Like, hire me as a DC. Mm-hmm. And I will just allow 70 points a game and then see if I get another offer in career mode. Or if they just tell you to retire. If they're like, hey, you should go sell insurance.
I mean, this is what Gene Chizik was trying for a good stretch of his career. And then Cam Newton fucked it all up.
Because if you want to make it realistic, what you would do is you always get another job.
Sure. Yeah.
And a lot of the time, it might even be a better job than the one you had, even though you just allowed 70 points a game. And got 3 DUIs during the season, right? Like, it might be. I want to see what the game would do if you just tank, and try to get fired and see if you get better jobs.
I mean, Akron always needs a defensive coordinator.
People have been waiting on this game for a decade. And out here, Spencer's like, let's do the dumbest shit possible.
like you're going to scandal your way off Liberty's list.
Best they'll just stick you in the corner for a minute.
They just make you an analyst at Bama.
You've been offered analyst at Bama.
They put you in short pants.
This coach is bright, inquisitive, and crate trained.
A pleasure to have
a new home.
He makes $23,000. But he's still sitting on an $8 million buyout for the Broncos.
Wait, can you be a GA in this game?
You could hack that mode yourself by like not touching the controller.
It would be a fun little side quest to just like it'd be a fun little like not. I'm not asking for a fully realized feature because I know that these things take time and resources and whatnot. But just like a little like GA marriage health meter on the side.
I mean, the Road to Glory.
As he slowly alienates his young family.
Some of the Road to Glory stories
for
that
the
I
pleasure
have heard
of getting Lane sandwiches
strongly point towards you have a GA future. Like, it's a lot of people who are like, I'm going to start as an underdog two-star running back. And 3 years in, they're like, I haven't seen the fucking field.
You do Road to Glory, and you're like, all right, I'm going to go for the whole big underdog story. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you're getting the whole underdog story.
Okay, you're not going to play, and you are a GA pretty soon.
Like, I'm going to be a two-star quarterback, but I'm going to be a freshman starter at like, a shitty school. And it's like, no, you're a backup at even Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Coach, should we motivate these motivate this show to get rolling? Great call, Coach.
To the Shutdown Foolcast. That's right. You're listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I'm Coach. Joining me this weekend is Coach, along with Ryan Nanny and Holly Anderson. This week, we got a guest engineer. We got Jeremy over here from UCF. If we have any UCF
from
propaganda.
UCF. I like that. That suggests UCF. Sent over, like, yeah, he works in the physical plant, but he'll edit the podcast this week. It's fine.
From UCF's podcast department.
I didn't put forth the inaccurate and classist slander of saying that they only produce night managers for hotels.
We like Jeremy. Okay.
That's true. Who would do
something? I didn't do that.
Who said otherwise?
What monster?
We do produce more podcasters than broadcasters, though, so I do understand
that's
how that
just
makes sense.
The way of the future.
Future is what it's called.
Yeah,
innovation. Space U.
The University of Florida only produces now podcasters, political grifters, and actual grifters. That's it. That's true. Actually, I just described one thing. Yeah, that's true. Grifters. We just produce grift.
Can I derail us with something that's been weighing on my heart for a little bit here?
Sure.
I don't think that we try to intentionally hot take anything. We certainly have hot takes. That's just sort of the nature of talking about sports and talking about the world sometimes. But I don't think we're trying to be intentionally provocative. I want to preface that ahead of what I want to say. And I also want to say that issues of criminal justice, I take very seriously. I'm not trying to make light of them. I understand that it's a broken system. That said, Jean Valjean had to be so bad at crime based on what we are told in Les Mis.
Okay.
Like, all he did was, and he admits this, this is not like I was framed.
Steal bread out of a house, not a store, idiot.
He took bread out of a house and got caught. Like, I understand his sister's child
was close to death.
Because
you're in a house where there's a bread, not a store, where there's molto bread.
Like, you couldn't Aladdin this shit? You couldn't just go to the market and fucking swipe some bread? Like, how bad do you have to be at crime for them to be like, we know that not only did you break a window pane,
you know why
but
he
you
got
stole
caught?
A loaf this of bread.
You know why he got caught? Because his name is Jean Valjean. He might as well play for Georgia.
Like, I feel like it gets glossed over that nothing in Les Mis has to happen if Jean Valjean could just be a little bit smarter of a thief. Absolute garbage technique to be like, ooh, there's bread. I'll break this window pane to go get it.
I agree. Nothing in Les Mis has to happen. Let Fantine's daughter continue to be raised in squalor.
None of it has to happen, but it happens for three and a half hours.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to, like, you know, bloom where you're planted, right? Like, come on.
I just think that to me changes the whole, like, oh, you know, I've done all this time.
She is blooming where she's planted. It's like the whole point of Castle on a Cloud.
I've done all this time. You know, I finally got my yellow ticket to leave, blah, blah, blah. But it's and then has he reflected on after all these years of hard labor as a prisoner? Has he reflected and said, okay, I'm going back to crime, but I'm going to refine my technique? No, he just immediately is like, let's just steal these fancy candlesticks from the bishop who knows I was here, who invited me in, who very clearly knows who would have stolen these things. Like, there is a much shorter version of Les Mis that is Jean Valjean goes to prison for stealing a loaf of bread, does his 19 years or whatever. Jean Valjean immediately goes back to prison for stealing candlesticks. End of show. End of entire show. It's just a story about a shitty thief.
I don't like this because you've cut out all of Russell Crowe's songs.
Yeah, yes. Russell Crowe would still get one song.
No, that's not enough.
maybe two. But also, Jean Russell Crowe, in this version, Russell Crowe's not jumping off a bridge to get Colorado State recruits, that is.
No.
You know what that song's called, don't you?
Five stars.
So this is more time for singing. More time for singing. For
I know Russell the bridge Crowe, song isn't stars. Do not fucking at me.
It's fine.
And if I've got to call Bud Elliott and ask him about
that's all these I just, recruits. I just, like, however you feel about Les Mis, Jean Valjean is an absolute garbage thief. That's it.
How do you get caught for crime back then?
Like, you had, they had to see you do it.
You walked into the house and picked up their bread.
You do those things. That's
the
shit, it.
That like, the back then, crime was Metal Gear rules. Like, they literally had to have an exclamation mark observing you. Had to be that person, the witness, and a cop both that looking at you at the same time.
Cardboard had not been invented yet. So that was a real problem.
I have a cardboard cutout of a comely lass that I'm putting in front of me while I steal the bread. And they're like, oh, that lady's getting bread. Oh, that's crazy.
I think all the time, like 200 years ago, if you do a crime, just like walk 10 feet to the left.
Yeah. And just say,
it was some guy over there. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you have a photo of me?
Or better yet, just blame the nearest demonized group, right? Just
sure.
There, it was the foreigner.
Back then.
Back then.
This orphan
totally
child,
different than now.
This orphan child did it. Absolutely he did.
He's left-handed. Of course he committed the crime. And people would be like, that man's right.
That left-handed Baptist boy, he did it.
That's how easy crime was. He could have just gotten out of it by being like, I don't know, whose word you gonna take, me or the Protestant? And then be like, And meanwhile, like, I have breadcrumbs in my beard. There's half a loaf sticking out of my pocket, and they were like, gotta be the Baptist.
You can also
He's right.
Like, I never had bread, and the window was like that. And people would be like, oh, it might be true.
You could literally. You could smack someone's head in with an anvil, and when you got there, you could be like, it just happened. His head just does that sometimes. And they'd be like, well, I don't know, there are witches in the area. It's possible.
Did
you see anything? I didn't see anything. Show's over.
No. That's my point. Like, to get caught for this, you have to be so fucking sloppy.
Yeah. Les Mis is a crime tutorial gone wrong.
And then the closing number is just 20 minutes of Jean Valjean singing about the like wonders of jail, how awesome jail is.
Like Ocean's 11 would blow Jean Valjean's mind. You can lie about who you what?
We had Alex hang up before we asked him about doing crimes again.
He doesn't like that though, because he's so convinced that he would be really good.
He's so convinced he'd be good at it, and we're so convinced.
To which,
not.
Alex, if you're listening to this,
he's
prove it.
This.
Prove it.
Alex, I believe in you. Don't listen to that.
I maintain my singular scenario is, can you have Alex park in a fire lane without apologizing to everybody who passes by that he's parked in a fire lane because his friends are in the bank and they'll be out in a minute?
I believe in you, buddy.
I'm willing to be convinced otherwise, but I have skepticism. Excuse me, officer? Officer, can I park in this loading zone just for a minute?
What a great distraction that is. Think
I'm
about
on an
that.
Errand.
That's the thing. Just lean into it, and then it's a
this
brilliant
is not this is not a diss. He's pure of heart. I said he's a better person than this, and I meant it.
Do you think he could steal a loaf of bread and get away with it?
Absolutely.
He's better
not.
Than Jean fucking Valjean, then.
No.
You don't think he could?
No, I couldn't because, like I said,
you couldn't steal a loaf of bread.
All you have to do is not eat the bread yet.
You're
just
suspiciously
wait.
Like quiet in motion for such a big galoot.
That's true. I am like the obese. I'm the obese cat
foot.
Burglar. The fat cat burglar.
That's
the big
not
orange
what
cat
I
burglar.
Said.
I think you also, and this is not going to sound nice, Christ. And I apologize. I think you also
why start now?
Now it's like Alex
project
back.
A certain vibe of oh he doesn't he didn't know he wasn't supposed to touch the Fabergé egg.
That's the surface bear.
No, it wasn't okay to do.
I think Spencer also has a thing where like people in suits look at Spencer and they're like, man, it'd be so much better to just dress like that.
Yeah,
I want to be cool like Spencer. Sure. Like Spencer walks into a business meeting and every dork in there is like, ugh, where did it all go wrong? Yeah. I should have just been Spencer. So
you're trying to say I could just like cuddle the Fabergé egg and be like, hey, it'd be cool if I just walked out.
And they're like, yeah, right? That would be so cool. This guy's so cool. Yeah. Let's just let him do that.
Gets it.
That's, yeah, this guy gets it. Look, he just gets it. He's just built different, right?
Right. It's the
same. Me and him, we're equally cool about stuff.
Who was AOL's like creativity Shingy or whatever?
Shingy!
Like you're kind of our dollar store Shingy.
What did you, Ryan, when you said this wasn't gonna sound nice, what did you mean by that?
Is this the nice part?
I'm gonna die.
Coach Shingy.
That's the first time I've ever been sorry we're not on video because you guys didn't get to see Spencer at home fall out of his chair in horror.
Shingy would have been like, we're running and passing at the same time. It's not a run pass option because there's no option. Mm-hmm. It's a RAS.
Mm-hmm. It's manual.
Sometimes I call
it's
it a run.
Mandatory is what it is.
Yeah.
He's just a tech motivator. That's all Shingy is.
That's all he is. That's a great job.
Yeah.
It's a perfect line of work, motivator.
Yeah. As long as you can stay on the right side of stealing teen blood to keep yourself young, it's a good job.
Which side is the right side?
I never know, frankly.
Okay.
It's because of woke, you can't tell anymore.
Because of woke, you can't steal teen blood anymore.
That's right. I can't threaten to kill myself in the EA college football game to get a recruit to commit because of woke. That's why.
How triggered were we the other day by the Diet Mountain Dew thing?
Christ Jesus.
I refuse to let there is so much more that unites us, Mountain Dew, than divides us, caffeine free Diet Coke.
That's it. Okay. Yeah.
So like I'm not gonna let any politician make Mountain fucking Dew a wedge issue. I'm just not.
Nope.
It's a garbage move.
It's a garbage drink and it's for garbage everyone.
It's for everyone's garbage bodies, yes.
That's right. Put it in me.
I'm not here to be my best self if I've got a 2 liter of Mountain Holler. Okay. That's not what I'm for. What I'm here is it's because my body craved yellow.
Right? My colors were off.
But my colors were imbalanced.
I don't got enough dye in me.
I don't have enough yellow and green in my system.
I don't got enough yellow 32.
Like if I see you pounding Mountain Dew, my thought is not, oh, you must be racist. It's, oh, your pee is so weird. Your pee
strong is
so
what it is.
Weird.
It's strong. Mm. You're so awake.
That's right. Like if I see you crushing a Mountain Dew, do you know what I've assumed you've done for the day? Because you know when you wake up, day's potential. You could get an S on the day, right? Mm-hmm. Like think of it again. We're going to return to a rubric that I think everyone can understand and language that everyone can relate to in order to reach as many people as possible. Life is Metal Gear.
Sure.
So you could get on this level, you could get an S, right? We could give you an S grade. And around 8 o'clock, I think everybody is pretty much still lined up with S. At 8:05, if you crack a Mountain Dew, buddy, we're at like a B physically, instantly. Like,
I think you've
it's
raised
feel like an S.
You've raised the
but
floor.
You're really
though.
At a B.
You've raised the floor. F is off the table.
Yeah, that's right. F is off the table, but S is also off the table.
Yeah, come on. You got that going for you.
Or how's this? We've started the interest-free loan that will compound in a week on the coming day, right? Like, how much credit are you borrowing from tomorrow for today's gains? Let's put it in other terms someone might understand. If you fire up that Mountain Dew and a cigarette at like 8:15 a.m., we are already in the like balloon loan.
I think maybe there is, because the other thing this got connected to was like, oh, the educated class looks down upon this. And I'll buy that maybe there is a bell curve where on the left side, if you haven't had much education and schooling, yes, you're drinking a lot of Mountain Dew. But I think on the right side, people who have like gotten a lot of school. And
how the fuck else did we get out of get through school?
I think some of those people are pounding just in the middle. I will grant you, there's some people who are like, well, you know, I try to take care of myself, and so I'm not drinking much Mountain Dew. But they're absolutely like, are you telling me there's never been a Pulitzer winner who doesn't have a mini fridge of Mountain Dew in the lab? That's not true. There absolutely has been.
Great authors, list of great authors who I suspect have large fridges of Mountain Dew. Or wood, okay? Zadie Smith, okay? Zadie Smith, 100%. She's got Code Red. She's got like a big refrigerator full of it. Two, Herman Melville. If you've read Moby Dick,
yes, it's without
that
question.
Dude would have.
That's what the spermaceti was, the Mountain Dew of its time.
Let me put it this way: you don't write a 30-page chapter on like whale jizz unless you are jacked up.
I was up all night reading the whale wiki.
Right. Unless you are jacked up. Yeah, exactly. I was up all night reading the whale wiki, and I had like 8 Mountain Dews.
I didn't do any laundry. I had to put it on paper. I should have, yeah. But I didn't.
Hey, hey, you want to know some whale facts? So
that man 100% had a cooler full of gamer fuel. Yes.
And an inflatable.
Yeah.
next to the ship.
Half the names could be Mountain Dew flavors. Mountain Dew Queequeg.
It's cuddly.
The whale.
What happens in the end? A caffeine crash and the boat sinks. You know, that's it. The whole book is written like a caffeine crash, right? What happened? The boat sinks. It's over. It's done.
So just those two authors is who we've got.
Those two, okay. I feel pretty confident.
Oh, Kurt Vonnegut 100% was slamming Mountain Dew.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. All the greats.
Absolutely.
But by the way, I'm no longer the chief. I used to be, I think, the chief whale facts expert on this particular podcast, a title that I just appointed myself now, but I will also revoke because I think
that was a brief stint.
I think I've been surpassed in this because, coach, we did talk about our game, but there's another coach here who's unlocked another game because I.
What do you mean another game?
Because I walked in yesterday and I found Holly in her element staring at the TV with a look of absolute beatific, like, found a game.
I don't know about that.
No. This was a look of absolute, like, joy. You looked thrilled. What game have you discovered, coach?
The game we're all playing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Which game is that?
For example, my ideal recruit has a carapace made up of a central line of 5 hardened scales with 4 more on either side and legs shaped like fins with the forward pair longer than the rear and unable to draw his head and limbs into his shell so that his head may remain constantly on a swivel. Or that is the common green sea turtle, Colonia mitis, and I'm late to the launch of Endless Ocean.
How are you going to catch the ball if you draw your limbs into your shell?
See?
I just found Thanatos, the enormous great white shark feared throughout the Aegean Sea, where it is seen as the embodiment of evil and violence. It actively attacks people and boats, tallying numerous brutal incidents. Its many scars are proof of the countless battles it has fought, and it has cunningly evaded all human attempts to ensnare it. This creature, I'm told, is a monster born of years of ferocious fighting that can be seen all over the world, but only rarely. And I've only unlocked 13% of the map. We all remember the story where at the beginning of the pandemic, I, like everybody else, settled down to play Stardew Valley, and I found it too stressful.
Yeah, sure.
And so I went to Animal Crossing. Yeah. And then after a while, because Animal Crossing, if you've been gone for a while and you come back, they yell at you. And I'm like, I don't need that in my life. And then I landed on Endless Ocean, where the entire point of the game, and it is a massive game, is click on that fish, and it'll tell you what that fish is. Y'all, I'm living.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
I'm fucking living.
Okay. So you're swimming around Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Literally surfing the web.
Yeah.
So
this is a scuba game, right?
So you have found nature, you have found evil in shark form, but you just look at it. You don't do anything to
think. You don't defeat it or?
No, you catalog it for science.
You don't say, hey, friend, found... Okay.
You say, hey, I found this fish here, and you send it back to your imaginary oceanographic institute.
That fish has been observed and known and appreciated.
Also, this shark's name is fucking Thanatos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should swim away from the shark, actually, very, very quickly.
Can the shark defeat you in some way?
no, you can't run out of oxygen. That would be stressful. You can't run out of oxygen. Okay. The sharks don't attack you, so you can like swim right up and look at them and take pictures of them and shit. There are occasionally mysterious stone tablets that you find on the floor that like portend to a lost civilization. I haven't really gotten into that part, but yeah, it kind of seems like there's something happening down here. I just found an amethyst necklace on the floor of the ocean, but I'm more excited about the shark.
Can you award the necklace to the shark and befriend it that way?
Of what use would the necklace be to Thanatos?
He'll eat it. Sharks eat anything.
Eater of boats.
Oh, dang, there's a hammerhead on me.
This Thanatos becomes Thanatos the Pretty.
That's it. That's all he wanted. Thanatosia. He just wanted to be told he was beautiful.
Purple and gray is a classic color combo.
Thanatos, you look lovely today.
Thank you.
Thanatos just want what? Love.
Wait. Why did you make Thanatos Bert?
Thanatos lonely.
So you could be the Ernie.
Aww.
Oh.
That's what the game's all about. That's what it's all about. Is the ocean literally endless?
The what?
Is the ocean literally endless, or are you bound by shores?
So this is the other great thing that I really like about this game, is the maps are enormous, but it resets every time you go in. It makes it generates a new topographical map, so you never play the same one twice.
Like a Diablo dungeon in which you're on the hunt for Thanatos.
I'm just running around counting fish, y'all. Time of my life.
So is there like
the exact level? This is the exact level of stress that I'm prepared to shoulder in my life right now.
This, if heaven is real, this is where Bill Dance gets to go, right?
Did you see that fish?
Yeah, because
how about that one?
Because he's already under the water.
Because he already fell in and he's not drowning.
Do you get to deploy via a boat?
No, you are already in the water with your little fins and your tank, and you can stay underwater for days. And I'm on day 10 of this dive, and I have not come up for air yet. Damn. This is great.
Your blood's going to be a fucking mess.
Fucking Namor down
there. Hey, man, Mountain Dew, I'm already there.
That's right.
Did you know if you put Hy-Vee's custom Mountain Dew knockoff, Hee-haw, the one with freeze.
Okay, can I say
into your bloodstream, you'll be immune to the bends.
Can I say one thing to our brother, John Danielle, which is that I did not expect to learn a blessed thing from this discourse, and there are two store brand variants of Mountain Dew that I had never heard of.
Okay, yeah. Which are? Yeah.
One of them is fair because it's the Hy-Vee one, and I've only been to Iowa long enough to get a speeding ticket.
Okay.
But the other one was, Spencer, what was the other one?
What, for the other Mountain Dew knockoff?
What was the other one that we'd never heard of?
Hee-haw.
It was Hee-haw with three E's.
Yeah, the Hy-Vee one, yeah.
God dang.
So it's two E's for Hy-Vee, and then two E's for the traditional spelling of Hee-haw. Mm-hmm. And I guess two of those E's just combine into one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. Okay. The extra E is for...
Oh, wait, there was another one that I had never heard of, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, Mountain Holler?
Yeah.
My
favorite has long been Mountain Moondrops. Not that I recall what it tastes like. I assume just like Mountain
Moondrops. I am a Mountain Lightning enthusiast, if I must stray from the source of the Mother Fountain.
There's another one that's just... there's one that's just like called Mountain Moo for a dairy farms store,
which I
thought was pretty clever. It's just Mountain Moo. It's always Mountain.
No, that's like if Waggles got to make their own. I would sample Waggles Mountain Dew.
100%. Oh my god, I might inject it hypodermically. Just no look. It's got to be good for you.
Called Ramp.
I don't know about that one.
Somebody put Surge in there, and people put up bumpers against Surge like, no, too much power.
Yeah, no, get no, fucked. Just, no.
Surge is its own category, dog. Don't do that.
I think Surge is in the tent. Surge
completely
is
completely different.
Surge is in the genre.
I think Surge
I've explored two new genders in the past couple weeks in this family, and one is at the freestyle Coke machine at the movie theater, trying Mellow Yellow mixed with limeade. It looks like carbonated Ecto Cooler. It made me see God. But also, this is not a sponsorship. But if anybody ever wanted to sponsor us, and we could actually beg outright for that, which we've done for Mountain Dew, y'all,
and it worked.
It did, y'all. They make powdered zero sugar Sonic Cherry Limeade now.
Well, yeah, I've seen this.
Like Tang that you can store in. If it weren't zero sugar, it would be a problem. as it is, it's not the good zero sugar. It's maledextrin, so it's still kind of a problem.
If we sell out the Raleigh show, Spencer will snort a line on stage.
Dude, I might snort a line. No. I might snort a line for fun.
You heard it here
it's
first.
Unreasonably good.
While finishing up his 300 beers.
Go ahead, Spencer. Start the music.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Sing it, coach. Tune up that band.
Podcast business. What's the business? Podcast
it's
business.
Drums.
It's a business.
What is that?
Podcast business. Not going to snort a line
yes,
of whatever sugar-free
yes,
shit you want me to do
he
on
won't.
Stage because that'll hurt and
he
I don't want to do it.
It's sugar-free.
He won't because we haven't sold out the Sports
Concerning
Podcast Fest
folks.
In Raleigh. In late August, the date immediately. Go to preownedairboats.com to find out more and to buy your tickets. You get to see us.
August 24th, no less.
You get to see the OGs. You get to see Hand in the Dirt. If you can't make that, or if the tickets all sell out and you miss the chance to see Spencer snort a line of powdered Sonic beverage, Jason, where else could somebody see Spencer snort dangerous foods?
So Spencer has taken a step away from the call, so we could say anything right now.
Yep,
folks,
it's binding. Legally binding.
If you would like to show up October 3rd in Birmingham, Alabama to see Spencer snort, insert blank here, fill in any
Tang!
Substance you want. Tang, fine, great. Tang,
the drink
Tang it is.
Of astronauts.
Right. Birmingham Tang. Spencer will snort Tab in Birmingham, Alabama on October 3rd. We'll find a can of fucking Tab.
We'll dehydrate it.
No. Wet Tab. Straight
wet
up the nose.
Tab.
Wet snorting Tab.
We're just going to get a straw and siphon that Tab right up Spencer's
wet
nose
tab,
on October.
If you told me Wet Tab coached the Crimson Tide from like 1930 to 1932.
Like wet with two T's.
Yes. Wet Tab.
We're like it's Tab snort. Wet. Tab short snort coached coached Princeton in 1896.
Lost at sea.
I just found
ironically
that's a good coach name.
October 3rd, Birmingham, Alabama. Those tickets are on sale as well at pre-owned Airboats. Those are the two shows that we have.
Yeah, I know we said we were going to stop talking about the one that nobody could go to. Have we considered the possibility that we ourselves might not be able to go to this show?
No. Well, the beauty of it is no one will know whether we're there or not. So
this is true. It is as of Tuesday. This is Tuesday. We're flying soon. The Atlanta airport right now is perma-fucked, or at least looking like it's perma-fucked. So we'll see if we can show up for our own engagement.
There is one host I am confident will be at the Portland show.
Well, yeah, Floyd.
Well, Floyd will be there.
Brian Floyd will be.
Yeah. Floyd's probably.
You'll have Floyd.
There.
It would be amazing if this turned out to be a Floyd solo show because the rest of us got stranded.
I mean, aren't they all, really?
I disagree with that assessment.
Oh, wow. Ryan bullying Floyd. That's completely in character for you.
Hit Floyd. He didn't mean it.
I know, Floyd.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
Not as sorry as you're going to be.
That's how I live my life. It's kind of the opposite of a quarter mile of a time.
my life going backward?
Yeah.
Topic of...
What else do we have for podcast business while Spencer is, let's be honest, pooping?
So instead of Spencer selling Spencer's stuff, we're going to like...
Oh, we're going to rotate?
I can talk about astronauts some more.
Sure.
You guys have astronauts to sell?
Well, it's not podcast business.
Oh.
But if we wanted to decouple...
Let's hold briefly on that. Oh, here he comes. Space's greatest bear. Jason, you still have a book, and it's still very good.
It's still really fucking good. We are wrapping up the audiobook as we speak. I'm confident we'll be able to have that out in the month of August. Additionally, on the list of authors who are never caught without Mountain Dew, I got to add myself to that list.
Wow.
So,
what if people just want to buy the book at this point? That's still an option?
Yeah, it's very easy. It's okay. Everywhere. The book is all over the place. People are still buying it, as a matter of fact, every day. So,
Hell is a World Without You.
That's
you
the name of it.
You should buy it and read it.
It's a great book. It's a novel that men can read.
A novel for men, which is always called
literature, a field too long ignoring the contributions of men.
A few people have called it the gayest straight boy book ever. So
yes.
Which is a ringing endorsement.
Spencer and Holly, you still have a newsletter, and it's also very good.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Yes, it's Channel 6, currently working, putting the finishing touches on an account of why I went to Mongolia in the first place. So you can read all about that this week on Channel 6.
Do you feel adjusted at this point?
Yeah, no, like I don't know whether to worry that international travel is easy for me now. Does that mean my system no longer responds to stimuli? Is it just stuck? No, it was easy. Like the return back. The only thing was I didn't have jet lag, but at 10 o'clock it was bedtime. Like, you know, sure. When your body's, yeah, when you're just like, oh, my eyes are closed. You know, like the rest of me is still awake, but your eyes are like, no. Like putting a parrot to sleep, right? Throw the blanket over the cage. Nighttime. Yeah.
Our conversation did lead me to a different chat with some friends, and I learned some unsettling facts, including that India and Australia both have time zones that are by, like, the half hour. And briefly, Nepal had one that was 40 minutes off or something.
15 minutes ahead, yeah.
Like,
had to be 15 minutes ahead of India.
We live in a world that is on the verge of collapse at all times.
For a while, China had one time zone.
It gets even worse. I just opened Marvel Snap and there's a Deadpool mode, folks. Everything's getting worse.
Oh my god! Don't get him started.
I bet it's extra twisted.
Jason. Not our feud. Not our long-standing feud.
Here we go. Jason's war with Disney continues.
Everywhere I look, I see his somewhat funny face.
Wait, is this Deadpool Domination or whatever they were calling
it? Or something, yeah.
Pass.
Have we forgotten anything for podcast business?
No, but I do want to use... hey, Shark. Just trying to flashlight on Shark. They don't love that. I would like to use our forthcoming planetarium show to transition into talking about astronauts.
Please.
Because we don't like to get political on this show.
It's true.
We are very much a shut up and dribble.
The centrist podcast of choice.
Radical centrists, that's us.
We are a shut up and dribble type of outfit, but somehow, listen, it's not my fault. He's in the news, and it occurred to me that somehow in all of our talk of astronauts and all of our talk of specifically things that astronauts have taken into space, we have not told the story of current Arizona senator, former astronaut, and potential vice presidential pick Mark Kelly smuggling a gorilla suit onto the International Space Station.
Yeah.
I don't know this story.
To tell you this for the first time?
And I thought about asking for more detail, but then I decided to wait. Jeremy's either frozen or he also doesn't know this story.
I am mind blown by this. I immediately went and looked it up in the first sentence already. Holly, I need to know every detail.
Okay. I too have never heard this story.
I have. Okay. I'm gonna work back up here, Holly.
Christ Jesus.
Just tell me when you want me to drop the footage into the chat. Okay. Just tell
okay.
Me
I will. I will tell you when. Okay. Yeah. There is a video
for the listeners.
There's a video that I need you to not watch. You watched the video, didn't you?
Listen. If you wire us $5,000, you can be in a recording of the Shutdown Podcast, and you can get all these sweet videos too.
Or you just watch the video.
He's not kidding.
Didn't
that, you? Yeah. Okay. If you do that, we will let you in.
We'll let you do that. Yeah.
So actually, for a while, I had this story wrong, and the reason I had this story wrong is, first of all, again, we don't endorse political candidates on this show, but first of all, astronaut vice president is kind of awesome because it's like asking a kid what they want to be when they grow up. And he's like, astronaut vice president, gorilla.
Yeah, it feels second very like live action 1994 Disney movie.
I want to be an NBA dinosaur.
All right. That's the Toronto Raptors. We did that.
Done.
Bring it in. Second of all, for goofs, Mark Kelly has an identical twin brother. Which can only lead to, you know, naval observatory hijinks, who is also an astronaut.
Wacky.
Okay, so this is where we go. I had it wrong for years because I thought Mark was the one who wore the gorilla suit onto the International Space Station to terrify his colleagues. This is not what happened. He his twin brother was one of the ISS astronauts. And I guess at one point, Mark was just casually like, oh, by the way, I'm sending you a gorilla suit because there's never been a gorilla in space. Have fun. Vice President, Space Gorilla Architect. And
this is my design.
And actually, this is, it gets better. He sent two gorilla suits because the first one exploded on an unmanned cargo shuttle. And then he just called and was like, I'm sending you another gorilla suit because our boy does not accept defeat. And this is I got the version of this story from a friend of mine who teaches high school. I have not vetted this myself, but this is the version she tells her students, so it's good enough for me. And this is the version in the video. I'm told that at the time, this was a joint US-UK crew aboard the US aboard the ISS, and that Kelly told his American colleagues that there was a gorilla suit coming, but not the British colleagues. And Spencer, go ahead and drop the video, and you can see one of those British colleagues, that's astronaut Tim Peake, reacting to discovering a gorilla on board the International Space Station.
I mean, that is what I would do as well.
Yeah.
Folks, if you can't see the video, I'll just break it down for you. Hmm. The man was scared.
Also, moving a lot faster than he thought he'd be able to in an airlock.
Shot out of a cannon.
It's kind of a canted like that Lumiere movie of the train arriving at the station that scared all the people 150 mm-hmm. years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you see the gorilla suit exploding out of basically this giant paper bag that he had concealed it in, and he like air swims towards the airlock, and then out of the distance you see this other astronaut frantically swimming back towards the camera.
How would you subdue a gorilla on the ISS?
This is why we have vice presidential debate.
Okay, Spencer's answer is wrong. I just want to get that out there right away.
Be fine.
Lightsaber.
Don't worry too much.
Lightsaber is a better answer. Yes, we're getting all right.
How is that a better answer?
A gun is going to put a fucking hole in the spaceship.
Yeah. So will a lightsaber.
Not if you know what you're doing.
You're going to know what you're doing.
Just don't point it at the fucking wall.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm telling you, you're going to hurt somebody with that thing.
I'm going to hurt a fucking gorilla. I'm going to stand here holding it straight. What's it going to do? Go around it?
A Glock is fine on the International
Space Station. A Glock is fine on the International Space Station.
You could put it in an envelope, just send it right up. It'd be fine.
That is fine.
We've got Vice Presidential Candidate J.D. Vance here.
Blam. Blam, blam, blam. Blam.
Space policy.
Blasting holes in the space station. When you could have just packed a fucking lightsaber.
Guns don't kill gorillas.
Nothing about the Second Amendment.
Guns kill space stations.
To Earth. Not a word. If the founders didn't want us to have guns in space, they would have said so. I'm Clarence Thomas for Guns in Space.
I'm sorry. Yeah, what laws apply up there? Okay.
Fill space with guns.
There are lots of laws up there.
No, there are.
There's no cops.
It's outer space. That's some bullshit.
There's no cops up there.
Well, yeah, sanction me with your space army. I'm bringing a gun to the space
station.
That's
literally what 40K is about.
That's
how it starts.
That's how it starts.
Is there nothing Spencer would rather do than start 40K for real?
Come on, Ryan.
How else is he going to meet the orcs?
See the plan. Embrace the vision.
Spencer just wants to be a dead guy stuck on a chair for 40,000 years.
Ryan just looking at his imaginary book full of space laws. Meanwhile, I'm up there making shit happen. I'm killing.
How else are we going to fly through hell, Ryan?
I want to rip a hole in space-time, fly into space hell, and meet the orcs.
Yeah.
And how else am I going to do that if you're not going to let me carry a blammy onto the International Space Station?
This is the guy who should befriend the orcs. At last, we found our orc diplomat, the guy who blew up our only space station.
Exactly. We should, what, a gesture of goodwill? That's traditional diplomacy. What'd you do? I shot the first person I met in the face, and they loved me.
We sent Spencer and Hulk Hogan into space with one gun to find out what would happen.
Spencer.
Brother, I know who's coming out of that one. It ain't Hulk.
You got this.
Can we take a lighter turn here, other than you shooting Hulk Hogan in space?
Ain't no gravity in space.
I have put in, again, our exclusive $5,000 member only
as those of you in the Big Baller chat can
that's
see.
Right, that's right.
Sound off in the comments.
Oh, that's funny. That's so good. You, all of you are missing.
Greetings to HuskerDick69.
I'm excited for Spencer to get Venmo'd $5,000 and then forget that we had this conversation.
Or forget that it's in my Venmo.
That's cool.
It's not like I'd spend
that's
it on anything.
Cool.
I don't like to criticize us like as a unit, but if there's one, you know, it's the off season. It's time to tweak things. It's time to improve things. And if there's one thing as a group I don't feel like we do enough of, it's attempting to financially scam Spencer. Because I feel like it'd be really easy.
Do you think?
And I just don't feel like we do it enough.
I don't even think it's bad that we're talking about it in front of him.
Oh, no, he'll forget. This is great. Yeah.
What?
Nothing, babe.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Okay. I have sent a link to the University of Florida's packing list for moving.
It's like if they let the dog from Up drive.
And have a gun on the space shuttle.
Yeah, which under my space law, the law of nature, a dog could have a gun.
You know which way you go to get to space?
Sure.
Up.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Correct.
You know which large fish is a close biological relative of the Japanese Spanish mackerel?
No.
The double line mackerel.
Holy shit.
Right?
Damn.
I've included the UF 2024 packing list for move-in.
Okay. Oh, this is adorable. They think these people are going to clean a lot of stuff.
This is a lot of shit.
Oh my God. This is a 2024?
This is 2024, yes. There are parts on here.
Pencil sharpener?
Like, there are parts that we're going to get to on here, but I just want, we did this.
We didn't even buy a pencil sharpener.
Years ago, Spencer and I did this as a public service on Every Day Should Be Saturday. I would like to go through this list and just like, mostly I want to get a quick yes, no. If you're moving into college, not necessarily Florida, do you need this thing? And certainly if you have things to add, please do.
Go like all you need is a milk crate and PS5 mode on my answers.
Okay,
so.
Okay. blanket and comforter.
Yeah.
Extra long twin sheets.
Yes.
I would take the blanket and leave the sheets.
We're gonna hit a gender gap so fast here.
That's the wrong order. You should pack the sheets and not the blanket if you're only packing one.
Yeah, especially for
couch,
Florida.
Blanket.
Yeah.
Blanket.
Mattress pad.
God, yes.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
No.
Pillows.
Note, it doesn't say mattress.
So. Pillows. I think this is the best chance for us to have a unanimous yes. Pillows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, okay. Wadded up hoodie.
Okay. damn it. Cool. All right, that leaves out pillowcases is not going to get all yeses.
No.
Blanket.
I like that because it's got a verb in it.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I'm gonna trash original blanket and stick to throw blanket. Sure. Yeah. Throw blanket's gonna be a utility good player here, brother.
That's the one that you put out the fire on the hot plate with.
Jason, bro, I got that active sports blanket.
Yeah, Jason, that's a utility blanket. Good editor instincts. Blanket is passive. Throw blanket is active.
Tactical blanket.
Let's get it up there. Okay, backpack.
Yeah, I mean for like where you're gonna keep your weed in your pocket.
Backpack could also be pillow.
Backpack could be pillow.
Yeah. I like
okay,
it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I'm learning.
All right, we're gonna really get off the rails here. Stapler.
Staple gun.
What absolutely. God's not. Name.
Staple gun.
Buy your own gun? Stapler.
This again. I just revert to firearm, Jason. Why bring a staple gun when you could just bring a firearm?
Okay, gun. Let's replace stapler with gun.
Okay, gun. Okay. There you go. Wait, especially awesome. If this is the University of Florida.
It's the state of freedom. Everyone knows that. Pencil sharpener.
No,
that's like some shit.
Buy one.
That's like antique knickknack decoration.
Like, I will say this: if you are bringing your 5-year-old to college with you and they need activity, bring a pencil sharpener.
colored pencils that's for right. your children.
Whole
you know, oh my god, need, are colored pencils on the list?
If you really need to sharpen a pencil, knife next.
Okay, yeah.
Gun.
Gun.
Hole punch.
That's also a gun.
Gun.
It's also a gun. Okay.
Gun.
Notebooks and folders.
Oh, slow down. That's two things. I might bring a notebook. I ain't bringing fucking folders.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Pens, pencils, and highlighters.
Nope. That's what classmates are for.
Yeah. I might bring a pen.
Okay. Not a highlighter.
Highlighters if I need are too another big, pen, you can't chew on them.
Just underline.
If I need another pen, I'm going to go to the Hampton Inn. I'm going to do what everyone else does. Uh-huh. I'm going to go to the Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for a pen, and then I'm going to walk out.
I feel like highlighter is probably useful, like fake highlighter that's a vape. So, yes.
I also, let's be honest. Most of the shit we have listed here is stuff that will be given out at some, like,
exactly.
Welcome week, join this
club.
Yeah,
all you have to do is sign up for credit cards.
Yeah, yeah, and then I'm going
to
lose it.
Holly, we're going to get anyway. To that.
Also, by the way, if you ever looked at what people actually highlight, like if you ever looked at it, it's fucking hilarious. There'd be a textbook that's about geology, and you look what they're highlighting, and they're like, rocks are important, and there's somebody just highlighting them.
No, but somebody who just went through and highlighted wherever ASS is in a word.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Gases.
Wait, that convinced you to want a highlighter, Jason?
Yeah.
Markers.
Yes, markers. No pens, yeah, no pencils, just markers.
Markers make graffiti.
Just a Sharpie for everything.
Bang. Write your name. I fucking mean it.
See, in my head, these more. Are like Crayola markers. That you
I ain't going to erase a goddamn thing.
Okay. Dry erase board comes up. You got the Sharpie to it. Bang. Pow. Take it.
Right.
I'm that confident.
No right regrets.
Post-it notes.
No,
that's a mess.
Post-it notes have only one purpose in college.
No, that's what a phone is for.
Post-it them on like drunk friends and stuff.
Post-it notes are only for putting on drunk friends.
Yeah,
or,
you can draw the penis directly on the forehead.
That's what the marker's for.
Or if you have a roommate you hate and you don't know how to confront them, post-it notes are for that person.
Again,
too.
Marker. Just write
marker
it on their door.
Too. Yeah. Scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, because nice. you gotta cut yeah, open knife. The ramen and
oh, that's what teeth are for. God gave you scissors.
Oh, gross.
No, but a scissor is two knives.
Knives.
Okay. Inside each knives. Of you, there's two knives.
Okay.
Especially yeah, if you're in Florida.
If you want scissors, just take two knives.
Tape.
I love tape because it's like I do not know why you need that at college. No. So I'm like, I better
walls?
Bring that. I might have
is
some.
Well, it's listed
walls?
As school supplies.
I might have some crafts.
Consensual
yeah,
roleplay.
Oh, that kind of tape. Okay, got it.
Bring it tape.
Some right. like pink electrical tape. It's really
the
sexy.
Most, I would argue the most baffling.
Wait, like to X out your nipples for rave night or?
Yeah, you might have to do that on your first your first class.
The most baffling inclusion on a 2024 list: flash drive.
Also vape.
Yeah, vape.
Okay.
Do you trust the University of Florida's cloud computing system? I'm going with flash drive.
You said cloud. I hear vape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just, again.
Do they have they have to have flash drives that are vape pens, right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's 100%.
Any problem I got to solve with a flash drive, I can solve with a knife.
Our UCF alum nodded, so without question, they do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, they do. Come on. I went to UCF not that long ago, and I promise you I've seen it.
Closet organizer.
Fuck no.
What in God's name?
We're going to get through this part real quick.
Hoodies on this side, shorts on that side.
Shelves and storage containers.
No. Get the fuck out of here.
Adhesives, like sticky tack 3M hooks.
Yeah, for putting up like posters and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta have the Don Belushi college.
I gotta put up photos of cars I plan to buy with Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here's my Monet.
Which is on my flash drive. Mirror.
God, fuck yes. Yeah.
Mirror.
Nah, I'm getting these fits off. That's what I'm here for.
Let me tell you,
I gotta see how this hoodie looks today.
If you want to buy something that you know for a fact will be the dirtiest thing that you move out with, bring a mirror to your freshman year of college. Clothes hangers.
No.
No.
Piles.
Shower caddy.
Is that a friend?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because, like, I'm trying to get a shower caddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, girl.
Use that conditioner. Yeah.
Wait.
So this is like a little shelf you put in a shower or some shit?
This is if you live in a dorm with a common shower. It's the little, like, carry plastic tote that you put, like,
a bucket
in your stove.
What am I carrying?
I'm going to take a bucket. Great. Done. You already said, hang on. You already said backpack.
I'm taking a backpack and a knife to the shower.
I'm going to cut the filth off of myself.
We've moved
Shave.
Spencer Hall to a single very quickly after one.
Me and Arthur Morgan are headed to the shower with our shower knives.
Hey, you're looking kind of dirty.
Gosh, partner.
All right, dry erase board.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Brother, I got to drop some fucking plays.
Don't they all just...
Coach, that's a good call. You need a dry erase board.
Me and the boys are headed down to the campus green to throw eggs at people.
Planner.
Fuck that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Only if it's an actual 1948 Soviet economic planner.
Man, I'm going to start doing that shit.
Your five-year plan starts now, Spencer.
I'm going to start doing that in my third senior year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
First step, kill roommate.
All right, we're on to appliances. Small fridge.
Appliance?
Oh, at least two.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You need like you need so many.
Stack them up.
Yeah. Once you get two, if you can get a piece of plywood,
if
you
can get like, you
also
if
have
you
a
can
couch.
Get six, I was gonna say if you get six, you have a bed. You have a storage bed.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laptop.
Do they for fucking real not have power strip in here? Are y'all insane?
No, there's surge protector.
Yeah. Oh,
there's surge protector. It's
fancy way.
I'm a surge.
I need to protect my surge because that's what's in the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Fridge full of surge.
By the way, we didn't point out if you got six refrigerators, open up a couple. That's free air conditioning.
That's like how Minecraft works. You stack together six fridges and it turns into something else.
Yeah, you have a cigarette now. Ethernet cable.
No.
What decade is this?
No shot.
No, the university, dude. You want that fast hardwired university internet for downloading?
Oh, for no lag.
Yeah, and for pirating things.
Kids
still do that, right?
To reemphasize how much we're pirating things, flash drive / external hard drive is listed a second time.
That's two vapes.
Mm. Home vape and class vape. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Work vape.
What is your semi-formal vape?
Chargers? Vape.
For occasions.
Chargers? No, your roommate will have that.
No, you're good.
I live off the land.
Again, that's what classmates are for.
Yeah.
Extension cord. You don't. If you live in the dorms, what the fuck do you need an extension cord?
What, you a cop?
What if I want to play the Xbox out on the balcony?
It's nice.
Balcony?
The balcony with my gun.
I have to. I hate to take his side. This is an extremely common thing in Knoxville during game weekends. Is to take the TV out on the balcony.
Oh, okay.
We're going to put the microwave on the fucking roof.
Microwave
it's
is
It's not
on
really
here.
A balcony. It's more like an overhang, but it's a balcony to me, buddy.
But once we staple gun six refrigerators to it, it's now
you
a big balcony that we can
it becomes
on.
A Minecraft power cube.
I can't decide if I wish we'd all met earlier or I'm glad we didn't.
It's for the best. Speaker.
Brother, fuck yes.
One?
I mean, what?
Yeah.
That's insulting. You think you got to tell me to bring my speakers.
Yep, that's right. Microwave.
Duh. How else am I going to eat?
Okay. Desk lamp might be the answer.
I'm trying to grow shrooms or whatever. With
Turn on the light. On. You have to open the microwave to turn on the light in the room.
Hey, that's considerate to your roommate.
I'm doing homework. Open the microwave.
All right. All right.
You're doing homework?
You can open the fridge too.
Get a little
extra light.
Open the microwave. Turn it on.
I want to power.
Wait.
Hold on.
How do you think microwave?
Don't go down this road.
I repeat.
We rigged it for physics.
A gun on the International Space Station is a fine idea.
Okay. I want Spencer alone to answer just yes or no. I'm going to power run through toiletries and utilities.
All right, let's go.
Bath towels and hand towels.
One.
Washcloths, loofah.
You're going to bring a hand towel? Bullshit. Bullshit.
I said bath towel.
I think he meant
one.
Bath towel.
Okay.
Toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yes.
Shower shoes.
Not necessary.
Mouthwash and dental floss.
No.
Soap/body wash.
Soap.
Hand soap.
You said that twice.
Deodorant.
Yes.
Lotion.
No.
Shampoo and conditioner.
Soap.
One.
Wait. You're not using soap on your hair?
I will use shampoo on my hair.
No. I'm using shampoo on my everything.
Yeah. Right. It's the backup soap.
Yeah.
Shampoo.
When the soap runs out, we switch to shampoo.
If you put enough shampoo on the top of your head, it will run down and coat the rest of you. Mm-hmm.
This is a question that I somehow don't know the answer to, despite living with my brother and three of his frat brothers for a whole semester.
Yeah.
Do you start? Okay. If you're beginning of the semester, right? Mom has taken you to Target or whatever. You have a full thing of body wash and a full thing of shampoo. I know you're using just one of those bottles at a time for your entire body. Which goes first? Like, what do you turn to first?
I think it depends. Are you trying to impress somebody or not? Because you're going to turn to the shampoo at that point.
Because it smells better?
I think it also depends.
It's not like you're
going to
smell them. You don't know.
Like if you have the Old Spice body wash and you're a freshman in college, you're like, that goes on everything. And then I go to the store brand shampoo, which doesn't have a cool name like Shark.
Gotcha.
Or something.
Gotcha. Like, I don't want my armpits to smell like Pert Plus until midterms.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
First aid supplies.
Oh, yeah. But my idea of first aid supplies.
Did we skip several?
No. Tourniquet.
All we skipped was hair care products, which I think is a no for you.
Don't toy with me.
Okay. Yeah. First aid supplies.
No, someone else has a
prescription medication.
Yeah, it's called a vape.
Yes, but not in the way you intend.
Off prescription medication? Yeah.
Mine?
I was going to say, intent is the important element here.
Distribute.
Mom's 90-day bottle of Xanax. Okay.
Stuff bought at Rave.
Yes, you want to see Spring Break in a bottle? When I sell it, you will. Yeah.
That's a bar right there.
All right. Tweezers.
No.
What?
No, let him keep going.
Those are knives.
Nail clippers and nail files.
Knives.
Sewing kit.
What? Oh, this is fucking Oregon Trail?
Sewing kit.
What? No.
Hairbrush or comb.
Nah.
Shaving supplies.
No.
Cotton swabs.
I believe you.
Guess what? Oh, am I a Civil War like medic?
Bring me some cotton swabs and some boiling oil. We're about to take this youngin's leg off.
You might as well pack
off
a fucking saw.
I'm coming around. All right.
Hair dryer.
No.
Tissues.
Should you pack a saw for college?
There's toilet paper.
There is an entry.
There's toilet paper.
Yeah.
All right. Tissues. No, there's toilet paper.
No, there's toilet paper and it's free.
Sunscreen and bug spray.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, we covered this in the paper towels versus toilet paper episode.
I'm a yes on sunscreen. That's the one thing I'm taking.
Okay.
Long sleeves. Yeah.
Okay. Spencer's like, stay inside and game. You don't need sunscreen.
That's right. I'm here to ball.
It's more like it'll make me look like I go outside. Yeah.
All right. Can we skip? There's an entire section here about kitchen. Can we just skip
it? I'm seeing bowls.
Like.
Nah.
Like, you have a dining plan. Go eat there. Don't.
And that's also where you get your bowls.
I'm not going to bring a fucking plate when pizza boxes have lids.
I knew of somebody freshman year at Florida who stole an entire cereal dispenser from the dining hall and brought it to their dorm room.
If that man can get
a 60-day supply of Lucky Charms, you don't need to bring a can opener to college.
So I think we're unified in saying steal everything.
Yeah.
Steal
everything. Yes. Yeah. Rob the University of Florida.
For first-time listeners, let's also note at this time that all three of these men are fathers.
Yes,
and my kid, when she goes to college, she will fill out this list five times. without question. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, cleaning, paper towels. I think paper towels is actually the yes because it's the super toilet paper.
It's plate. It's toilet paper. It's wash rag.
It's first aid kit.
Strong toilet paper.
Blindfold.
Big towel. Yes. Big towel.
This shit is fierce punch toilet paper.
I'm just taking a huge roll of paper towels with me to the bathroom.
Bro, I gotta take a big shit. Give me that super turbo hyper fighting toilet paper.
I need the brawny.
You'd do that too in the all male dorm, and like in your 19, you're like, hey, bro, listen, I gotta go take a super grumpy.
I gotta go take a fucking paper towel shit.
Yeah.
This is I'm gonna be fighting
with this one like the Balrog.
Jesus, you shall pass.
I got that yoga fire passing through.
Broom.
It's also toilet. Sorry, I have two more words for paper towels. Yeah. They are also post-it notes and dry erase boards.
Yeah.
Can we go back here and see how many things on this list we can substitute paper towels for?
They are notebook paper. They are pillow. They are blankets. Yeah. They are.
That's a nice bolster, yeah.
They are closet organizer.
Yep.
You've sold me on bringing a sixth thing to college.
They are shower shoes.
They are shower shoes. They are dental floss if you get good at it. They are washcloth. They are professional attire. We'll get there. Okay.
I found a tasseled wobegong.
Broom and dustpan.
I'm just going to kick that shit aside.
This is if you want to fight with them. Most of the rest of this list is only if you want to fight with these or otherwise cause problems. Vacuum? No.
You're just showing off for somebody.
Mop? Wait, do dorms have carpet? What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jason. Jason, mop and bucket.
Mop and bucket.
There's my bucket. Good. I got my bucket.
Mop and bucket also replaces. All right. So basically, paper towels, mop and bucket.
I got my bucket and a weapon.
Yeah.
Because they can also double as beer pitchers.
Yes.
And also, I don't think anybody really, or maybe this is a. We had a beer pitcher that doubled as. We ate a lot of instant pudding for some reason. This is probably due to hangovers. But we made our pudding in a beer pitcher that we stole from Campus Pub. Mm-hmm. And I think if we'd had a bucket, we could have made a lot more efficient batches of pudding.
You know what else mop and bucket is good for? When you puke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good for when you puke.
I think then you can hold the mop like your wire mother.
Yep.
Let's have two buckets then.
Okay, double bucket.
Whoa.
The in bucket and the out.
Okay,
we were sitting next to a millionaire.
Inflation is over. It's a two bucket household.
Man, I have cut 1,000 things from my list and added one bucket.
That's true.
I want to go ahead. Ryan, can I beat you to this one?
Yeah.
I want to say that you went back and you were like, can we substitute something that we just went over for several different things?
Yeah.
Floor cleaner is here. I would like to take one bottle of Fabuloso as cocktail mouthwash, floor cleaner.
It's blue, therefore.
And as shower soap. Yeah. Just go ahead. Get Fabuloso.
Listen, when you get in trouble for using your Sharpies on every dry erase board, you're going to need that.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say when I'm done and it's squeaky clean? Fabuloso!
Yes.
Brother, I feel fabulosa.
Dish soap / dish sponge and scrubber.
Water.
New freshmen, listen to me.
Paper towel.
Again, don't be cooking for yourself.
Already.
This is the year that you are allowed to be full Matt Iglesias. Okay?
Wait,
this is the year that you are allowed to be full Matty Y. Okay?
The next one on the list.
Kill a bunch of Bangladeshi children in a factory?
You're going to
endorse their death. Do it.
Multi-purpose cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Fabuloso. The shit I'm taking.
More Fabuloso. Yeah.
Yeah. 409 for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, a little bit of Fabuloso and Southern Comfort. Mm.
That looks infected, Fabuloso. laundry detergent.
No, I got multi-purpose cleaner.
Fabuloso.
Okay, fabric softener.
Paper towels.
Dryer sheets. Also
paper towels.
Lint brush.
No, just shake it real hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or paper towel.
You brought tape. You're fine.
Yeah, tape.
Stain remover stick spray.
Fabulous.
See, y'all made fun of including tape.
Laundry basket bag. We have two buckets. We don't need this.
We have two buckets and...
It's just a bucket with holes in it.
Wait. No, we have a bucket
each. There's a song
each.
About this. Yeah.
We have five buckets and five backpacks.
We are rich. Overflow.
Six mini fridges, so you're fine.
Oh, we're fine. personal items. This is the funniest one. Jesus clothes.
Christ. Oh,
please,
damn it.
Please bring clothes to college.
Nope. Oh, no. I showed up nude. I forgot to dress my sim.
You know what's great is that there's a reason all this is on this list, and I bet you a certain admin knows the name of every single reason.
I showed up to college nude. Sad emoji. Vampire emoji. Ice cream emoji.
Blorgen bleben. Blorgen blorgen blorgen.
All right. Then it goes.
Someone high-fived me, though.
You know what can get you to go to Northern Colorado? You can come to school nude, son. I know you want to. I see it on your little list of things. There's academic prestige, brand, and then right underneath it, come to school butt naked.
Nudity, A+. Plus.
Professional attire.
No.
Yeah, that's my clothes.
Yeah.
What is my profession? You don't need to know.
Umbrella / rain jacket.
No, not necessary. I'm very fast.
40. Okay. Yeah.
Bike?
No.
I probably like talk for 4 years about building my own, but okay. I'm not bringing one though.
Sure, sure. If you're not bringing a bike, you don't need bike locks.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Nothing else will. If I want to like lock my door,
secure your buckets.
Yeah, I can lock it with my bike lock.
Okay. Reflectors and lights. No.
That sounes useful.
Bike, scooter,
don't
helmet.
Let them see you. Don't let them see you coming. No.
No. No helmets. No. Okay. Be serious.
Insurance info and driver's license.
Nah. No. Fill out paperwork.
No.
That's what mom's for. I don't need that.
Hey, you want to know who I am? Ask Brody over there. Hey.
Dog, I'm 18. What am I going to do? Die? Ever? It's never happening.
That's Jason. I tell you.
This is, I think,
That's how driver's licenses work. No, I know who that is.
This is the most dangerous item that the University of Florida has put on a list of things they think freshmen should bring to campus. Debit or credit cards.
Yeah, I got seven of those. I just signed up. I just signed up for another one this morning. I got two free basketball tickets.
Yeah, one for. I got three buckets for this Visa.
You just sign up for those to get hot dog coupons.
Sign up for this, you get a thermos. I'm in.
Glasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Again,
hey Spencer.
Fuck, I can't see.
Yeah.
I'm nude, but I can't see, so it's fine.
Yeah.
No one can see me either.
Yeah, didn't really understand sunglasses for a long
time. I love this next one.
Tell the people.
Yeah, I just didn't understand really why people wore them. And then I got a pair one day that were prescription and they were decent, and I was like, oh, it's crazy. These are so good.
How old were you when that happened?
I was like 34.
Okay. Well,
So you went through marching band at Florida without sunglasses.
Yeah.
So this was the 70s? And you didn't.
It was, and everybody had Ray-Bans, and we're putting lemon juice in our hair, and taking Bennies, and they just all had sunglasses, and I wasn't into it, wasn't feeling it. All
right.
And then Carter got elected, and I was like, "Whoa, it's crazy."
Yeah,
she gets cool some sunglasses. Kid.
Oh my god! Hey, you guys know how stuff only happens after the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Check the chat.
Wait, is this the real one or the fake one?
Wait, is this fake?
Which one?
Oh, the orca. Ryan, were you thinking the Jimmy Carter thing?
I was thinking the fake Jimmy Carter death thing.
Yeah.
No.
Jimmy, no. As far as we know, Jimmy's President Jimmy is
no,
still
this
with
is, us. No, this is a whale attacking a boat again.
Yeah. Off the coast of New Hampshire.
They're here.
A whale has joined
like
the resistance.
This is happening while some teen is fishing and watching. And it's then
welcome,
like,
friends.
Well, I guess I should go.
Yeah, I'm out.
That is a Dayton hoodie, and he is flying.
That is the kind of person for whom this list is made.
Yeah,
for.
Note, by the way, he's a mariner wearing a hoodie because a hoodie is rain gear. Remember,
all hoodies are
implicitly rain gear. Mm-hmm.
Toolkit.
What the hell does that mean?
That's a terrible... Like, if I want to tell you something. If you showed up as my random roommate freshman year, and you brought
this is my box of tools.
You your standard things in a toolkit, and also I have a drill.
You pull out a fucking pail of tools and set it on a desk, and it goes ka-clonk.
Yeah.
What if you're pre-dental?
You need.
I don't want a pre-dental roommate.
No, absolutely.
If you showed up, with tools, I'll be like, "Are you going to room me?"
Well.
Yeah. Serial killer.
God, that should be.
Oh, that kind of ruined.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip,
that's not what he said.
I'm going to skip apartment and suite room because you don't have that. You're sharing a room. Don't worry. You don't need a bath mat. That's what paper towels are for.
That's a guy named Matt you meet in the bathroom.
All right. Here's the one that you might.
Hey, everybody, it's Bath Matt.
This is nickname for 4 years.
Oh, God.
You might pack these. You will not use them. Inclement weather kit. Spare batteries.
For my vape.
Flashlight
from my vape.
non-perishable as a weapon.
Non-perishable food for 3 days.
Definitely. Yes, pizza. I'm bringing that. Yeah, that's canned pizza.
That's a Hungry Howie's pizza.
Listen,
that you keep off the floor.
Pokey sticks can last a surprisingly long amount of time.
We both immediately went to Hungry Howie's.
Why are you laughing? This is not a joke.
I brought like a 3 pound thing of gummy bears.
Yeah.
Water.
No.
It was out of the fucking sink.
Nope.
Yeah, what?
Again, if you move in with me freshman year of college and you're bringing a toolkit and water, I'm like, you're a 47-year-old serial killer. I'm positive.
Yeah. I'm a very young serial killer.
Battery-powered radio? No. Portable USB charger?
What?
No.
No. First aid kit. We already
did
that.
On here twice?
A knife. Yeah.
Medicine? Toiletry?
What? Wink, wink.
Nah, we have medicine.
No, again, we have Fabuloso and dude, paper towel.
And miscellaneous? Oh, that's where the good shit goes. So miscellaneous, PS5, milk crate.
Sure. Okay.
Poster of musician.
He was struggling.
With their shirt off.
Yeah.
Now, people might be thinking they're going overboard. You should bring most of this shit to college. At the end of the spring semester, I want you to go on the internet and find the videos of people who are just dumping truckloads of garbage out of the dorms at move out that never got the broom that never got used, the vacuum that was unopened.
Just you know what they don't throw out is a bucket.
Bucket gets used. Bucket absolutely gets used. You know what then? You know what they're not chucking into the fucking dumpsters behind your residence hall? Paper towels. Those all got used.
I have yet to see unused Fabuloso.
This would have gone a lot better for me as a freshman if I had just told myself this. Every month, I need to just go buy a stack of cheap t-shirts, a bag of cheap socks, some cheap underwear. Go spend like, at the
Wait,
time.
Like disposable?
At the time, it would have been, no, but close to.
Single-use clothes.
Right? Yeah, no. It just go at the start of the month, go buy that, and then throw everything out. And it will cost you like $50 a month.
You're a
dirtbag
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Just go be Jack Reacher, right?
Not the same thing.
Man, no, that's more
just
like
go into the donations bin.
That would never buy 50 t-shirts at once.
That would have saved me so much angst about like, oh, I can't take care of myself. Of course you can't. You have no skills. You should just go buy disposable clothing.
The Reacher version of this list doesn't even make it to 4 checkboxes. No question.
Toothbrush. Literally, passport. It's canon. It just be toothbrush and clothes passport. You pulled off a drifter.
Toothbrush, fist the size of turkeys. The end. Welcome to college.
The mind of the most powerful detective in the world.
Jack Reacher.
I love our back to school episode.
Your dream job may be running your own cafe, your own bike shop, or your own Italian folk dance studio. At Optimum Business, our dream job is helping your business run smoothly. With the Optimum Business Triple Play, you'll get secure internet, one unlimited mobile line, and business phone. It's all customized to your business, and it starts at $100 a month. Talk about a dream come true. Call 844-707-0174 or visit optimum.com/business. Optimum Business, where local is big time.